There were several charges brought against him. They included the fact that he and members of his executive planned to meet with the opposition in Botswana to discuss how they could work together to get rid of the current Botswana government, which they felt it brought the party into disgrace and it brought the country into disgrace, and it was interference in foreign policy matters. There were also several other situations where he was said to have insulted senior members of the ANC, that by his behavior, in some cases where he has been extremely rude, for example, to journalists, he and members of his executive have been rude to journalists, calling people names. It was a whole list of things that were charges that were brought against him.
Didn't they know what he was like prior to his becoming head of the ANC Youth League?
Well, the ANC Youth League has elections for its leadership. And the leaders of the ANC, the main party, don't have any role to play in that. There's also been an attitude amongst the ANC leadership that people in the Youth League are young and high-spirited and are still learning how to conduct themselves politically and otherwise, and so that they should be granted a little bit of leeway. But, you know, this has happened in the past, that he's appeared before a disciplinary committee and he's been reprimanded. And, you know, he just keeps returning to these themes. One of the things that appears to be behind it is that because of the previous disciplinary hearing and because that he was publicly wrapped over the knuckles last year by Jacob Zuma, he has withdrawn his support from Jacob Zuma as leader of the ANC. And the Youth League wields a lot of power at ANC elections because of the way delegates to the National Conference of the parent body are selected and how they are permitted to vote at national conferences that choose ANC leadership.